The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following is a conversation between Mike Brady, CEO of Grayston Bakery, and Denver Frederick, host of The Business of Giving on AM 970 The Answer WNYM in New York City.
There are certain business practices that almost everyone adheres to and, through hard work, look to improve and make even better and more effective. Hiring would be one such example. But what if a company came along and turned those practices on their head? In fact, did just about the exact opposite of what is universally prescribed. What kind of outcomes would they achieve with their hiring? Well, to find that out, we're going to speak to someone who has done precisely that. He is Mike Brady, the CEO of Grayston Bakeries. Good evening, Mike, and welcome to The Business of Giving.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, Mike, give us some of the history of Grayston Bakery and where you're based and what you bake.
I'd be happy to. Yeah, you know, it's better to think of the bakery as a food manufacturing facility. We are a 36-year-old food manufacturing facility based in Yonkers, New York, which is, you know, directly north of Manhattan. And we make brownies primarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as if we're doing tray by tray. We make about a tractor trailer of brownies a day. About 8 million pounds a year, and we do it for some well-known brands like Ben & Jerry's, Whole Foods, Delta Airlines. So if you've ever enjoyed a nice pint of chocolate fudge brownie ice cream, those are our brownies.
All righty. You know, it's been said that the founder of Grayston Bakery, Bernie Glassman, had infused the company with a Buddhist perspective. How would that be the case?
Yes, well, we owe a lot to our visionary founder, Zen Master Bernie Glassman. And that when he started Grayston years ago, he had a vision for creating a business that not only made money and was able to sustain itself, but also gave back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a model of open hiring, which is based very much on his Buddhist principles of non-judgment and embracing uncertainty.
Tell us a little bit about that open hiring model. How does it work?
Yeah, well, you gave a nice kind of quick overview in the lead-in, in that it's pretty simple to understand, but yet somewhat radical in its practice. In that, if you want a job at Grayston, all you need to do is come to the front door of the bakery, put your name on a list, and when we have a job available, we take the next person off the list and give them a chance. No questions asked, no background checks, no interviews. No references. We are just trusting in the power of people to be successful. So we give everyone an equal chance at that.
That is radical for sure. Now, if an individual signs up, how long on average do they generally have to wait before hearing that a job is opened up and they should come by?
Yeah, you know, that's a question I get asked often. And really, there's most things at the bakery, although we have this amazing social justice story, are still driven by business needs. So the amount of time you may be on the job list and waiting for the opportunity will be driven by demand for our products.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. And if we're kind of fully staffed, it may be even up to a year.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal is clearly to continue to grow our business and continue to hire people, because that's what we're all about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those people. What is your employee makeup? What are the backgrounds of the people who work at Grayston? Where are they coming from?
Yeah, well, it's a good follow-up question, in that in many ways, the wait period on the list ensures we're kind of reaching those that are most in need of a job.
That's a great point.
Yeah. And that can be any numbers of people, but unfortunately there's, you know, typical or standard types of backgrounds and people that have a really difficult time getting access in the workforce. And those can be people that have had experience with the social justice system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of single mothers who've been out of the workforce for a period of time and have a hard time getting access to jobs. We have refugees that have come. They're legally able to work in the United States but have no work history, so they have a hard time gaining access to employment. And then people that have faced any number of hardships, which could be dealing with addiction or homelessness. And when typical employers see a gap in the resume, they are very hesitant about giving someone a chance, whereas at Grayston, we don't care, as long as you can deliver what we need from you on the job.
What are the biggest misconceptions you think that employers have about that group of people?
That's another easy one, in that there's some kind of inherent risk in giving people a chance. And the reality is Grayston hasn't experienced, and nor do we have insurance rates or worker comp rates or any business costs that demonstrate there's any greater risk in giving someone a chance to be successful than having a really costly and traditional HR practice.
Yeah. How much does that save you, by the way, by not having to do all those background checks and things of that sort? I don't even know what that runs.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about a couple statistics. The SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management, estimates it's about $4,200 on average to bring someone on board at a traditional business. At Grayston, it's $1,900.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's for, you know, for taking someone off the job list, giving them training, and working with them through our apprenticeship and getting them into our full-time job roles.
Yeah, so that's incredible. You take more of the money in not trying to eliminate people, but actually investing in people.
Well, over $3 billion are spent in our minds filtering people out of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take some of that $3 billion and invest it in helping people be successful in the workforce? And that's what our model of open hiring is all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked a little bit about apprenticeship. Tell us a little bit about the training that these individuals receive once they come on board.
You know, nothing groundbreaking there. Like any good food manufacturing facility, we focus on three areas. One being kind of food safety and food defense. Second being the hard skills needed to run heavy equipment like we have at our food manufacturing facility. And then the piece that may be a little bit unique, but certainly many places have it, are the soft skills or worker readiness skills that give our team members the greatest chance of being successful on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And the apprenticeship is all about that, and it's two ways, right? It's this accountability, this relationship we develop that says, as long as you come to work and you do these things, we're happy to have you here, and we're going to do everything we can to make you successful, but if you don't deliver on those things, we're going to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the relationship that's established from day one.
You know, a lot of the issues that many of these workers might have coming from, you know, homelessness or drug addiction or incarceration, they got a lot of things going on in their life. And in order to make them successful, Grayston really has to take a look at how you can support them to be successful in the job. What are some of the things you do around that?
Yeah, that's great. And that gets back a little to our founder, Bernie Glassman, and the work we've been doing over the last 35 years. Now, we've certainly been evolving it more recently as people are paying attention to our model, but it's asking people, like, what is it that's going to prevent you from being successful on the job? And it's a philosophy that we refer to as pathmaking. And it's the principles that Bernie brought to the table that said, hey, we want people to be not only great workers, but thriving in their own lives. And by them becoming thriving individuals, we know that they'll also be great employees. And so it's, you know, the typical things that you might address with anyone coming from Southwest Yonkers and dealing with the challenges in our community. And you alluded to a couple of them: housing, child care, mental health is a big one, conflict resolution, access to healthy food, which you wonder, hey, why is a business concerned about someone's access to healthy food? Well, of course, we want people to have that because that's important to everyone. But we also want people to be healthy, to be able to come to work, to not have sick days, to not have their children experiencing sick days so that they have to stay away from work. So that's the way we frame these path-making services and, you know, wanting to deliver them to our team members so that they can not only have better lives, but be more productive at the bakery.
Yeah, and a lot of that's carried out by your nonprofit arm, correct?
Correct. And so thank you for that. All the profits from Grayston Bakery go to support Grayston Foundation and the work we're doing there to help our team members become thriving. But the reality is, and our real mission now is to help other businesses understand that they can embrace these same principles, that they don't need to, you know, have a great level of expertise around affordable housing, let's say, or childcare, because those services more than likely exist in their communities already. Mm-hmm. So what businesses need to do is just ensure that they understand what's available in their communities and help their employees gain access to it.
What's your turnover rate? How successful has this been in terms of bringing those employees in and having them stay and retaining them and doing good jobs for you?
Yeah, another good question, and one that is probably a little nuanced, because typical businesses will measure their success by retention or turnover. Mm-hmm. Whereas at Grayston, when people leave the bakery, after they've been here a while, we actually think of that as a success.
Yeah.
You know, people have come here, they've found their path, they've been successful, and then they may find a job that better suits what they want to be in the long term. Mm-hmm. That's one example of why we think kind of the term retention or churn also needs to change in common employer lexicon, and that employers should be happy if they get 3-4 years of good work from someone, if they can go on to a job that may build their career outside their businesses. Now, the flip side is, of course, you've invested in those people, and how do you draw those? How do you find and draw those lines? And we do a lot of work around the ROI. Mm-hmm. You may also, though, be alluding to kind of the initial churn, and anytime we bring in a cohort, we typically bring in open hires in group of 10, knowing we're going to lose anywhere from, let's say, 30 to 70% of those initial team members because they're not ready to work.
Yeah.
And we welcome people into Grayston with non-judgment, and we also let people leave Grayston with non-judgment. Mm-hmm. So if you're not successful or for whatever reason you're facing obstacles that we can't help you overcome, we don't judge you. We acknowledge that you're not going to be successful at Grayston, and we help you to find your next kind of path in life.
Mm-hmm. You alluded to this a moment ago, Mike, but you've become a bit of a Pied Piper of sorts for this movement and have created a Center for Open Hiring. What specifically does that center do, and are there any signs that this movement is beginning to catch on?
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted to talk about it, and it kind of has stemmed from an interest in Grayston over the last 37 years and other business leaders reaching out to us and saying, hey, you know, Mike or others at Grayston, how do you do what you do? We'd really like to learn. And us not having the capacity at Grayston to act on that. So over the last year and then in June of 2018, we launched what we're calling the Center for Open Hiring to educate, train, and inform other businesses on how they can use our model. Mm-hmm. And I'm really enthusiastic about it because when we began the project, it was really about, hey, we need to close this gap. We need to give people that are not gaining access to the workforce an opportunity and encourage businesses to be progressive. But what the reality in the economy is now is that there is a talent shortage.
Yeah.
And businesses are looking to gain access to different populations of people. And now we're getting a ton of tailwind from business leaders that say, hey, I need to be more progressive, not necessarily because I care about my community, but hopefully people do, mm-hmm. but because they want to grow their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, aside from building a quality workforce, have there been any other business advantages that have come about as a result of being such a socially conscious organization?
Absolutely. And the kind of learnings that I get every day from this model are tremendous. And it's clear the direct positive impact we have on a person that wouldn't maybe never otherwise get a chance to work are life-changing. Mm. But our culture at Grayston and our ability to gain access to talent throughout the organization and tell a story about a social justice organization that's doing something different from everyone else, those are huge competitive advantages for us, both in gaining access to global brands like Delta and Ben & Jerry's, but also gaining access to talent throughout the organization because we're telling a really compelling story.
Yeah. You had touched on the corporate culture at Grayston Bakery. How would you describe it, and what aspect of it do you think is most distinctive and exceptional?
You know, you talk to any business leader, and they're likely going to want to tell you the same story that we have here, which is we've got a team of people that are working for a higher purpose. And we have no shortage of challenges, both at the bakery and the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. But every day when we think about, hey, are we able to change people's lives? And are we, you know, are we sitting at the front of a movement to really create an inclusive economy? It creates a culture of change and, a culture of people looking to make a difference and really put in that extra effort to solve problems. And I'm really proud of the team we have here and the people that are interested in engaging with us. because we're working towards something we really all believe in, and that's creating a better world out there.
Yeah. Let me close with this, Mike. Even if an organization is not going to adopt the open hiring model or even head down that road, are there still lessons from what you have done that could help inform their hiring practices?
Without a doubt. And that's part of the work we'd like to do at the center, which is just to engage people in the conversation. And while at the end of the day, we want people to hire someone that might otherwise not get hired into their organization, just having a sit-down conversation around saying, hey, I want to invite someone in with non-judgment. Mm. What would that require us to do? And when you start looking at some of your business practices, you see the bias that's in there. Because you say, oh, we need these things. But, you know, the simple example is someone doesn't need a high school diploma to stack brownie crates onto a pallet. Yet so often there will be these inherent things in job descriptions that prevent people from gaining access to employment.
Yeah, that's a great
point. And as you talk about our model and think about how you can change your own business, you really uncover a lot of good things. So we encourage everyone to think about being much more progressive, because undoubtedly, even if you don't create a model like open hiring, you're going to find better ways to do your human capital practices.
And your motto is?
We don't hire people to bake brownies. We bake brownies to hire people.
I love that. Well, Mike Brady, the CEO of Grayston Bakery, I want to thank you so much for being here this evening. Where can listeners learn more about this work and the open hiring model?
Yep. I encourage everyone to go on grayston.com. We'll have all our information about the Center for Open Hiring there. We'd love to host you here in Yonkers or come to your site. And then we also have amazing brownies we sell online is another big piece of our business, whether for individual gifts or corporate gifts. Mm-hmm. So let's work together.
An absolutely great story, and I want to thank you so much for being here. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show.
I very much appreciate the chance to tell the story. So thank you, too.
I'll be back with more of The Business of Giving right after this.
The Business of Giving can be heard every Sunday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern on AM 970 The Answer in New York and on iHeartRadio. You can follow us at Biz of Give on Twitter and at Facebook.com/Business of Giving.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.